just in case you're not in your 30s any longer. Just in case you're not in your 40s any longer. I want you to remember Ernestine Shepherd. This lady is just plain awesome. She started exercising for the first time in her life at age 56. The first time ever at age 56. At age 71, she asked Yanni Schomburger, who was a former Mr. Universe, to train her to compete as a bodybuilder. At age 71, she asked a former Mr. Universe, Yanni Schomburger, to help her begin training as a bodybuilder. And 7 months later, she entered her first bodybuilding competition. She didn't want to just bodybuild. She wanted to compete as a bodybuilder. And she has won. In her first contest, she won first place in her class as a bodybuilder, outposing women who were decades younger than she was. I'm telling you what, this lady is just plain awesome. I'm telling you, we've read about men who were working out, and I mean like in their 50s and 60s, running something like a 4.5 40-yard dash. I'm telling you, you can do this. I'm not saying do this to become a bodybuilder. I'm saying if a 71-year-old lady can become a bodybuilder and compete against women decades younger than her and win, surely I've got to find a way to make exercise routine, part of the lifestyle. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to. Even if we have to sit down with a notepad and write down, okay, this is the way my life goes from day to day, week to week, month to month. This is where I'm going to fit in my exercise hours. This lady is awesome. I was listening to her testimony on TV one day. The lady is just plain awesome. She doesn't even sound, the way she talks, she has so much energy. She doesn't even sound like a lady who's in her 70s. And she was talking and sharing her testimony, and she talked about one of the competitions that she competed in, and she got down and she was telling us, I had to do this, and she started doing her push-ups, just regular push-ups. And then she started doing other exercises and was still talking to us while she was demonstrating what she had to do for the competition. Amazing. So we can do this. So here's the thing. Why go ahead and make aerobics part of the routine and hit those exercise targets? Well, as we can probably conclude fairly quickly and easily, aerobic exercise helps strengthen the heart. What else, though, can aerobic exercise do for us? How else can it benefit us? Well, aerobic exercise has been shown to increase confidence. Get this. Aerobic exercise has been shown to increase emotional stability. Aerobic exercise has been shown to increase memory. And if it increases memory, it's probably not hard to conclude from there that aerobic exercise has been shown to increase brain function, according to Dr. Tripps. I'm telling you. It's worth the time that we put into doing it. And think about this, too. There are a lot of people who actually enjoy exercising. And so don't look at it as being something, oh, I got to do this. That's why I keep emphasizing that you find what works for you. Keep experimenting until you find the combination of exercises or the exercise that keeps you motivated. So that then all you have to do is make sure that you're making the time and keeping the time. weight loss benefits. Aerobic exercise burns up calories, which can in turn help you shed excess weight. Aerobic exercise also tones the muscles and improves posture. How many of you have noticed that even doing just the aerobic exercise, I'm not talking about the strength training right now, which is good, but right now I'm just focusing on the aerobic exercise. You notice that your posture does improve just from the aerobic exercise. You notice that your muscles do become better toned. They may not become massive. They may not get necessarily bigger like they might do with men who are lifting weights, doing the strength training, that kind of thing. But they do, the muscles do become better toned. Over time, the exercise gives you more energy to work out. It may be difficult at first, and that's just face reality. When you're first starting out with the exercise routine, it may be difficult not only psychologically, but physically. You may not have a whole lot of energy if we've been just, you know, kind of sitting around day after day after day, day after day, sitting down studying, sitting down working, sitting down working, sitting down watching TV. And once you get going, oh man, okay, this, my body isn't used to this, but you keep going. And before you know it, you have more energy to work out. By increasing your body's ability to take in and use oxygen for fuel, aerobic exercise can increase your stamina, which in turn gives you more energy for both work and play. Now, I want to encourage you, you know, I tell you, it really is good to work, play, and rest. All three of those, work, play, and rest. Can you imagine being able to play harder, longer, without expending any more effort, energy, because you're stronger and more energized anyway? Oh yeah, there's some benefits to this aerobic exercise and stuff. Let's talk about this again some more next week. Tomorrow, though, join me when Dr. Craig Albert will be speaking with me about what is happening in the political scene. I think we should talk about upcoming elections in America. What about what's happening with China and Hong Kong, or China and Taiwan? How about what is happening with Russia and the U.S.? We got a lot happening in the world. Be ready to join us for that conversation tomorrow. In the meantime, go ahead. If you haven't done it, get outside, cut some grass when the weather's right. Do some push-ups in the house. Do something to move your body so that you feel better. Have a better mood so you can connect with others better. And as a result, let some of life's best moments come through you.